From the State Mines Department to the doctors who treated Queensland coal miners, an inquiry into the deadly black lung disease has found catastrophic failure on multiple levels, led to the re-emergence of the disease in Queensland. The state government has 90 days to consider more than 400 pages of findings and nearly 70 recommendations to tackle the disease caused by exposure to coal dust. George Roberts reports.
Stephen Mellor looks like a healthy young man, but his work in coal mines has left a black mark in his lungs.
Every level failed us. We've shown it over and over again with all of our x-rays, with our doctor's reports, with the mines. They knew they failed. They've all failed.
He's one of 21 Queensland coal miners who've been diagnosed with pneumoconiosis or black lung disease in the past 2 years. It's a deadly disease that was thought to have been eradicated 30 years ago.
It wasn't eradicated. They covered it up. And now we've shown that they've covered it up. It was never eradicated. It's just people just trying to hide the truth. And here we are, we found the truth.
The Queensland Parliamentary Committee that's been investigating black lung has delivered 68 recommendations to Parliament, including the establishment of an independent statutory body called the Mine Safety and Health Authority, funded by mining royalties. Government MP and Committee Chair Joanne Miller says the State Mines Department has failed miners.
Can I say that there has been a failure in relation to the doctors, the radiologists, at almost every level. The radiologists in particular cannot walk away from this scot-free. There has been 30 years whereby the doctors have been asked to look after the coal miners' health, and they have failed catastrophically as well as the department.
It's thought that thousands more current and former miners may have been affected. Deputy Chair of the Committee, Opposition MP and former LNP leader Lawrence Springborg agrees that black lung never went away.
What we've learnt has been very tragic. What we've learnt has been very, very sad. What we've learnt has been extraordinarily startling. But from my perspective, what we've been able to do is to bring this together in a sense of shared humanity, to now come up with recommendations that are going to ensure, if implemented fully in accordance with what we have put down, that coal workers and their families are going to be protected in Queensland.
Among the 68 recommendations the committee is making to Parliament are measures to tighten and enforce coal dust management measures, mandate regular health checkups for miners, and allow unannounced dust checks by authorities. The Queensland Mines Minister, Dr. Anthony Lynham, will provide a formal response to the report within 90 days, having been caught unaware of its contents today.
I haven't read the report in detail. I will read the report in detail. I haven't had a chance. I've been in Cabinet this morning, so the report was released while I was in Cabinet, and I've just stepped out of Cabinet. So literally, I haven't had a chance to read the report.
An earlier interim report, or prequel, to today's Black Lung White Lies report has allowed the government to implement some improvements.
Based on the first report, we already have an independent Coal Mine and Health Safety Commissioner. That's already been appointed. She's already in the job and been appointed. So this is obviously an extension to that, and I'll be looking at that very carefully.
Committee Chair Joanne Miller again.
The whitewashing is over. It's over. The people of Queensland have had it. The miners themselves have had a gutful of it. They're the ones that are dying of this disease.
For miners like Stephen Mellor, the report is about justice.
Nobody wants to be responsible. This is going to make sure that somebody is responsible. Hopefully we can finally start seeing some people pay for what they've done to us.
Queensland coal miner and black lung sufferer Stephen Mellor, ending George Roberts' report.